रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 35 मालिवान काउंसल्स रावण. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. रघुवीर द टेरर ऑफ हिज फोर्स मार्च टू बैटल टू द साउंड ऑफ वॉर ड्रम्स कॉन्चेस एंड अदर वॉर लाइक इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स. Hearing this noise, Ravana, the king of Rakshasas, thought deeply for a muhurta as to what he should do. Then he looked intently at the ministers around him, roared in anger till the hall of audience shook to its very foundations, and hurled insults at them. The mighty king of all Rakshasas, cruel by nature, he used to make all cry in terror. Thus it is only natural that he should speak thus. Dust and chaff of the Rakshasa clan, I have heard your descriptions of crossing of the sea by Rama and his besieging Lanka with his huge army. I have listened to your praises of his prowess and valor. I know also that you are veterans in war and that your valor never goes to waste. The accounts you have heard of Rama's heroism have depressed you, and you gaze at one another helplessly and dispiritedly. Then Malivan, the grandfather of Ravana, being supremely wise, decided within himself, Rama is endowed with boundless strength. It is good that Ravana should make friends with him. He addressed his grandson and said, Child, the king who has mastered the four sciences of Anvikshiki, Thrayi, Varta and Dandaniti and puts in practice the rules laid down therein, he alone lives long. A king should know when his strength wanes, and then he must seek the alliance of his foes. But when his strength waxes, he must fight his foes. Thus he can attend to undisputed and boundless power and bring all good to those that depend on him. If his foe is equal or superior to him in strength, then the best thing to do is to make peace. The enemy who is less mighty than oneself should not be disregarded, but should be defeated in battle. Now your strength is on the wane, and Raghava waxes in strength. It is expedient to make peace with him. But when you seek the alliance of one who is stronger, it is proper to offer him a tribute. And to Rama, the most fitting tribute you could offer is that Sita, who is the cause of estrangement between him and you. The rishis in heavenly world, the Gandharvas and all others pray for Rama's victory. So his strength waxes more and more. Let him no longer be your foe. Make friends with him. Brahma, the omniscient, created in the beginning the Devas and the Asuras and ordained that the Devas should hold to Dharma and Asuras and the Rakshasas to Adharma. The high-souled Devas, being thus naturally inclined to Dharma, they stand by Rama, the embodiment of Dharma, and pray for his success. During the Krita Yuga, Dharma prevails over Adharma, and it is only in Kali Yuga that Adharma prevails over Dharma. During your tour of world conquest, you carried off by force the women of others. You violated Dharma and adopted Adharma. Dharma, the god of Krita Yuga, abides with Rama. Adharma, the lord of Kali Yuga, abides with you. The Krita Yuga god is more powerful than Kali. Raghunatha is more powerful than you. If the sin that a man has committed exceeds the merit he has laid up, evil befalls him. Because you choose to follow the path of evil, defeat will be your portion. Because Rama has chosen the path of righteousness, victory shall be his. The adharma that you practice increases daily through ignorance and cuts at the root of the Rakshasa clan and adds to the strength and splendor of your enemies, the Devas. You may say, how can any sin of mine add to the strength of my enemies? But I answer, absorbed in the pleasure of the senses and failing to distinguish between right and wrong, you carried away by force the wives of others and thus enraged the hearts of Maharishis, resplendent like fire. Like tongues of flame, their greatness is irresistible. Their hearts are pure because of their tapas, and they are ever intent on promoting Dharma. They perform daily in the prescribed manner the Agnihotra and the other sacrifices. They make offerings in the fire as laid down in the scriptures. disregarding the Rakshasas, they chant with loud pitch and correct intonation. Hence, the Rakshasas are scattered in all directions like clouds chased by strong winds of summer. The smoke arising from the sacrificial fires, fed by the Maharishis of fierce radiance, spreads in all directions and robs the Rakshasas of their splendor. The strict austerities performed by the Rishis in holy places, their steadfast penances and observances, sap the Rakshasas' energy. Brahma granted you the boon of immunity from gods, Danavas, Yakshas and Gandharvas. But those not included in this category, they are men, monkeys, bears and apes, have found their way to your capital and roar frightfully in strength and pride. Further, observing the evil omens and portents, one can conclude that the time has come for the destruction of the Rakshasa race. Mules wail frightfully, clouds of fearful shape shower hot blood all over Lanka. Elephants and horses shed tears, flags are covered with dust and have lost their former luster. Wild beasts, jackals and vultures have entered the city in crowds and with their noises strike terror into the hearts of those that listen. In our dreams are seen dark women grinning and displaying their white teeth, brow-beating men stealing the articles in our houses and laughing in the tones of thunder. The offerings to the gods are eaten by dogs, mules are born of cows, mice of mongooses, cats of wolves, dogs of pigs, and kinnaras and men of Rakshasas. Doves with snow-white bodies and blood-red feet are found within Lanka by pure accident. The parrots and linnets kept in houses shriek and scream. Crows and beasts gather in crowds all over Lanka and cry most woefully against the sun, and come back again and again as often as they're driven away. A certain figure like the god of death walks through Lanka. His complexion is a mixture of black and yellow. Morning and evening he thrusts his hairless head into every house and stares most frightfully at everything he meets. Looking at these and other evil omens, knowing that the time is against us at present, seek counsel and find out how we can secure our welfare. Thus spoke Maliban in the highest interest of Ravana. But the best and the wisest of his ministers observed the looks and gestures of the ruler of Lanka and guessed that he did not like and would not accept such good advice. Mangalam Kushlindraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dharanrajaya Sarva Bhumaya Mangalam.